Now, my next guests are known for their positivity, their early morning swimming, their energy. Stephen and David Flynn, happy pair. Hello, lads.
Hey, Ray.
How's it going?
That's going great.
This is going to be difficult now because I can't see the two of you. I don't know who's wearing the red check shirt and who's not wearing the red check shirt. So I don't know which Stephen, I don't know which Dave.
That was always my shirt. I love it, Ray.
We're both wearing yellow t-shirts today, so easy today, Ray.
How have you been, lads? How have you been, Stephen?
Sure, all great. Yeah, here at home right now, all well. You know, ups and downs, I think, like everyone. But, you know, lots to be grateful for, thank God. You know, we're swimming the sea today. Brought the kids to school, all is well. And sure, here we are.
Yeah. And Dave, what about the cafe out in Greystones? That was closed, like all cafes. Were you doing takeaway?
Yeah, we're doing takeaway. No, it's been great. It's been nice. We've got to work on kind of go deeper into things and not be as broad or as spread thin. So no, we've made the best of it, definitely. And the bakery's flying. We opened an organic sourdough bakery last year. So that's been great fun.
Now, are ye responsible for the influx of dry robes into Greystones? And what do you say in your defence? What do you say in your defence?
It wasn't us. It wasn't us. No. Yeah, no, geez, there's a lot of them. They've become part of the fabric of the town to some degree.
Yeah. How many are we talking now? How many dry robes would you see around Greystones of a morning or a day?
Jeez,
are there hundreds?
Yeah, I'd say there definitely is. Yeah. And people go swimming and then sit outside the cafes wearing them and whatever. So it's kind of become an acceptable, you know, thing to wear, even though lots of people, ever not half the people that see them will go, what are people doing wearing them? They're awful things. So I don't know. They're interesting.
They're very practical things, though. I know you're, you know, too in touch with nature to wear one of those, and you're real men, so you don't need any sort of thing to get out of the city. But for the rest of us, to avoid chattering, something like that is worthwhile and works.
Yeah, they're great. We've been wearing them for years. They sent us ones years ago. And they're great. Yeah, they're very practical robes. You know, they are. It's like a sleeping bag come a waterproof jacket. And certainly in winter, they're really important. They're good for you, you know.
Yeah, I think if you want to join the swimming cult, they're a necessity at this stage, right?
Right. Okay, I'll have to get myself one. Now, I'm looking at some vegan bars here. How do you do that? How do you make a delicious, healthy bar without putting some nice butter and some nice milk into it?
Oh, good man, right?
Yeah,
we just released these in Super Value, super excited. So it's a millionaire one. So we tried to, you know, we all love like refined foods. It's just natural. We all crave them. So we tried to use nuts and dates in space because nuts are, although they're high in fat and high in calories, they're also high in fiber. And fiber fills you up and will slow down the release of that and give you a more even distribution of energy. So that's what we do our best. But, you know, they're also to be a treat too. So it's to find that kind of middle ground where they're kind of healthier, but they still taste great.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's three of them. There's a coconut one, there's a caramel one, and then there's a brownie. And they're in Super Value and Centre, so we're really delighted with them.
You were saying there that you feel that you'd spread yourself too thinly. So since we last spoke... You've shut down Clondalkin, and have you shut down the airport as well?
Yeah, the airport, unfortunately, it's a horrible thing to have to do. You kind of feel a bit like of a failure. But at the same time, in a way, once you kind of get through the pity and the failure of having to do it, it also allows you to focus more on what you love doing and kind of, you know, it kind of comes back to doing things a little more simpler and doing them better rather than trying to do things bigger. So in a way, it's kind of allowed us to kind of slow down, do things better and really focus on, you know, doing why we really started the business. So it's great. We're really happy with it in lots of ways.
What lessons have you learned?
Often, the kind of sense of less is more. You know, the way it, and often if you can slow down and appreciate what you have, it can be one of the greatest medicines we can all have.
Yeah.
And it's hard. It's hard to put into practice because we've had so many years of just going full tilt that it really is hard to slow down. Like it is like where we struggle and catch ourselves and go, listen, we've just got this habit of busyness and we just need to really be proactive in trying, you know, being conscious and slow down.
So you need to be proactive as in busy about slowing down in a way.
Kind of, like it sounds weird, but that's like I don't know how to describe it.
No, but it's interesting. I'm interested in talking to you about this because I remember reading Anthony Bourdain's first book, Kitchen Confidential. And one of the things that I took away from it, now I've never opened a restaurant in my life or run one or whatever, was that he found around New York at the time that what happened was somebody had this brilliant restaurant and it got rave reviews and and everybody was flocking to it, right? Cut to Greystones and everyone flocked to that. And then they thought, okay, let's do another one, another one, another one. And the reason they didn't work was because the essence of the restaurant was lost, because the person who made it what it was wasn't in the other restaurants. And that was
Yeah, totally. Yeah, we found that true to ourselves. You can't have, you know, 25 holy mountains or even 4 holy mountains. I think, you know, to make them holy, you need to have the essence, have the integrity, have that kind of sense of love and that attention to detail. So in a way, we're back with just where we started, and it's really nice to put our time and energy into it and really kind of build a great team around us.
Yeah.
And it's definitely, we've kind of focused on how we can grow in other ways. And I guess we've partnered with Supervalue, and we've just launched new refill stations in Blackrock, in Supervalue Blackrock and Supervalue Colester, which are all about trying to make it more sustainable where people use less plastic. And it's the first in the country in a Supervalue. And they're really, really fantastic, and we're delighted with them.
So is it sort of your granola type thing? So you could just... Is that what the refill station is for?
Granola, nuts, dried fruits, rice, kind of dried essentials. And people can come along and just fill a bag out of them instead of having to take a plastic pack of them. Yeah. So they're, or you can refill, bring in your own tubs or your own glass jars or whatever. So it's designed to be a refill station, and it's kind of the first of its kind. So we're really hoping it works well, you know.
Well, I know there's a famous Supervalue down in Clonakilty, and they were the first supermarket in Ireland with a nut station. So they've had a nut station for quite some time.
And they have an amazing spice section. I remember down there doing a talk.
Yes.
And I remember meeting the owner, and his son, who was a doctor delivering babies, came back to help his dad to kind of get back and get the store going. So amazing family.
Yeah.
Scally's.
And they were the first as well to have evenings in the shop which were specifically suited to people who have autism. Because, you know, a supermarket environment can be, you know, loud music, bright lights, and they dim the lights and no music and all that sort of thing.
Very cool.
Cutting edge supermarket down there, down in Clonakilty.
Very progressive.
Clonakilty is a great food capital as well.
It is. It's great. I'm looking forward to getting in to see. I haven't gotten in to see this year yet, so maybe this weekend might be the weekend.
Well, it's 10 degrees now. It's bracing.
Yeah. Don't be a wimp, Ray. Get into the sea. That's what you're saying, really, isn't it? Yeah, I will.
We're just saying you can do it, right?
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, listen. Great to talk to you again. I'm looking forward to when you can come into studio and I can see you doing handstands and see your plaid shorts and your yellow t-shirts. But for the moment, Stephen and David Flynn, happy pair. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
good luck
Ray,
with everything.
You're
see
fabulous.
You. Bye.
Thanks,
bye.
Cheers,
bye.
Ray.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.